kicking this tonight. Yeah, we're starting up a new little set of things we're going to talk about. And I want to talk to you guys about a challenge God's given you guys. Yeah, a challenge, because everybody in this place has a challenge set before them. Everybody in this place, look, I probably don't need to tell you this, but life's hard. Look, maybe for some of you guys, today was hard. Maybe some of you guys this afternoon alone was hard. And life is just difficult. But you know, one thing I love is I love to see people win. Matter of fact, maybe some of you guys can relate with this, but me personally, I am a fairly competitive person. There's some people that believe it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Other people believe it's not a matter of how you play, it's whether you win or lose. Some people say, you know, as long as we're having fun, we're having a good time. You know, it's worth it. Other people say, I'm having fun as long as we're winning. And I have a tendency to be the second half. Because if I'm winning, I'm having fun. I don't really want to play a game unless I know I can win it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just kind of how, bottom line. Monopoly, I will own you. I will work you, man. Don't even get me started. I'm gonna get the first two properties, Baltic Avenue. I'm gonna work it over. There's this game called Risk. Has anybody played Risk before? It's probably one of the nerdiest games probably out there, other than Settlers of Catan. Anyway, my wife dreads every time I bring up the name of that board game because she knows in the next 6 hours I am unreachable. Now you probably maybe noticed I didn't mention really any sports or anything like that, because I don't win sports. I generally win sports of the mind. That's why I was in speech and debate. but never really made it to AVID. That's just kind of where I'm at. You know, I mean. My daughter was in soccer, and they told me this foolish thing. We don't really keep score. I was like, maybe you don't. But I do. So at the end of every game I was able to go to, I knew exactly who won. And I knew how many scores each kid scored. It usually wasn't my daughter. She was, like, dancing and stuff like that. But anyway, that's not the one I'm talking about today. So it comes down to this, and this is kind of the mindset, because if you guys aren't competitive, that's cool. I get it. I'm not asking you guys to be competitive. If you guys are like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings, as long as the right person needs to win wins, I'm cool. I'm not going to hate on you. But if you don't like to play sports, or if your idea of a fun time is just, you know, watching other people, that's cool. That's cool. I'm not going to hate on that because everybody's different. But one thing we do need to be is we need to realize that there are some things that need to be fought for, some things we need to be tenacious at. You know, maybe you're not a competitive person, but there has to be a drive within us all to overcome, because God's called us to be overcomers. God has said that there's a challenge set before us, and we need to be people that can overcome any challenge set before us. And that's where we need to be. You know, maybe you're not a competitive person, but you have to be a victorious person. Maybe you're not a very confrontational person. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like you ordered your steak well done, but they brought it pink. That's all right. I'll just eat around the edges. Don't send it back. Maybe you're that kind of person. You don't send food back, and that's cool. But when it comes to the things of life, you have to be a person that is unwilling to let life pass you by. You have to be a person that's unwilling to idly sit by when the world wants to hand you something that's ungodly. You know, there's a challenge set before us, and you have to accept it. You have to accept it. When the world says it's impossible to lick your elbow, you better try to lick that elbow. If the world says you cannot, if the world says that you cannot swallow a teaspoonful of cinnamon, you better try. I mean, now, not literally, because that could kill you. I'm talking spiritually. Like when Satan hands you the cinnamon of sin. You say, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? But never mind. The illustration is mixed up, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Be quiet, Erica. Be quiet. I said be quiet. Y'all know what I'm saying. All right. See. There comes a time in life where you just got to rise up and you have to stand against and you have to say, look. I'm not putting up with second best. I refuse to give in for my integrity. I refuse to give an inch to this world, to Satan in my life. The devil cannot have a foothold, let alone a pinky toe hold in my life, because there are some things I will fight to the death for, and that's what God's called us to do. You know, back in the Old Testament, ever since the beginning, God set promises forth. He said, Abraham, look, I know you're old, but you're going to have a nation full of children. And he could have said, you know what? I'm old. My wife's old. We can't have kids. It's past that time. But you know what? The time came where he began to fight for it, and he fought the fight of faith. And then the time came where the people were enslaved for hundreds of years. And Moses could have said, you know what? This is the way it's been. We're still alive. You know, we're still getting fed. We can be slaves. But no, Moses said, you know, God has something better for us. So he rose up after 400 years of the way things had always been, and he believed God for something greater, and the people believed God for miracles, and God brought miracles forth. And then the time came where Moses was ready to die, and God said, look, I've promised you a beautiful place to live. I've promised you great things, a land flowing with milk and honey. I know it sounds sticky, but it means blessings. And the people said, you know what? We don't really know. It looks hard. It looks challenging. Some of us might get hurt. They have big swords over there. They're really tall. We're really short. I don't know. But Joshua rose up, a man named Joshua, in the book of Joshua, and said, no, God promised it, so we're going to fight tooth and nail for it. God said, look, I want to give you a beautiful place to live, a land that came to be known as the Promised Land. He said, I've given it to you guys. You just have to go take it. And the guy said, you know, okay, all right. Challenge accepted. I'll take that. You gave it to us? Then let's go get it. Let's go get it. And see, I don't know if you've ever read this book before, but inside this book are thousands of promises that God's given you. Thousands. For a hope and a future. God's given you promises for healing in your body. God's given you promises for strength and boldness when you're shy and weak. God's given you promise that you can have certain friends that would lift you up. God's given you promises that your family can be reconciled, your family can be blessed. God's given you promises that your relationships now and in the future can have substance to it, that you can have friends and you don't have to worry about divorce in your future. God's given you these promises, but the only thing is this, is that the promise doesn't mean anything to you until you go and get it. There's this funny verse in Ephesians that says, God's given you every spiritual blessing. God's given you every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 3rd chapter. And that's really kind of cool. The only problem is this, is I can't do much with a spiritual blessing. Have you thought about this? Like, God, you've given me spiritual blessings. Hey, that's cool. But I live in a physical world. Like, I can't do much with a spiritual $100 bill. Because the phone company only takes physical dollar bills. Right? Like last time I tried to pay my water bill in prayers, they didn't accept it. But if God's already given it to you spiritually, then all we need to do is fight for it, to bring it from God's promise to your pocket. Whether that promise be for your mother, whether that promise be for your family, whether that promise be that God spiritually promised you that you can have a future. Well, okay, well, I'd like to walk into my future physically, whatever those promises may be. Our job, God has given them to us. Now it's our job to go get them. In Deuteronomy 31, you got to turn there. Deuteronomy 31, verse 7 and 8. If you guys have it, you guys have it put up there. I know that's the fifth book of the Bible, but if you guys have it, go put it up. Deuteronomy 31, verse 7 and 8. Bible says this, Moses is talking and he says, look, he says to the number two guy, Joshua, who's getting ready to give it over to him. He says, Moses summoned Joshua and he said to Joshua in sight of all the nation, he said, look, be strong and be courageous because you shall go with these people to the land the Lord has sworn their fathers to give them. you shall put them in possession of it. See, God had promised the people, I have a beautiful place for you to live. He already promised to them. And Moses said, Joshua, look, God's given it to you. You just go get it. You have to go get it in your possession. Spiritually, God's given it to you. Now you need to walk forth in faith. You need to believe and trust God. Go over there and take it. Go get it. Go get it. God, look, God has spiritually blessed you with straight A's. Even though it may say something different on your paper, you just have to go get it. Because you can. You can do that. Because God has given you the mind of Christ, the one who created everything. Yeah, exactly. You just have to be able to go out and possess it. Take it for yourself. The challenge is there. Will you accept it? It says in verse 8, it says this. It says, it is the Lord that goes before you. God will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Don't be discouraged because it's not here yet. You just have to go out and accept it and go get it. And a few pages over in Joshua is looking and he's telling the people, he says, guys, look, be strong and of good courage. For to these people, you're going to say this, you shall divide an inheritance, the land that I swore the fathers would give him. God's speaking to him. Be strong, be very courageous, that you would observe to do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from the law. Don't turn from God's ways to the right or to the left, so that you'd prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But I want you to meditate on it. Think about it day and night so you can observe to do everything that's written in it. Joshua 1:6-11. Then, when you meditate on it, you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. Look, haven't I commanded you? I want you to be strong. I want you to be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed because God, your God, will go with you wherever you go. So Joshua stepped down. He commanded the officers, the leaders of all of his people, saying this, pass through the camp. Command the people. Tell them to prepare provisions. Get prepared for yourselves. For within 3 days, we're going to cross this river. We're going to go get the land, possess the land that the God, our God, has given us to possess. A couple of verses down in 16, he says, so the people heard him. They answered Joshua, saying, look, everything you tell us to do, we'll do. Wherever you send us, we're going to go. Just as we listened to Moses, so we're going to listen to you. Only let the Lord God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command, whoever doesn't listen to your words and all that you tell them, well, we're going to put them to death. Dang, talk about commitment right there. Only be strong and of good courage. See, bottom line, here's what's happening here in this Bible passage. Is God says, be strong and of good courage. I've given you the land. Get the people, get up, cross that piece of water, and go take it. People are like, okay, we'll do exactly what you tell us to do. Because God's with you. He's not going to leave us. We can do this. The only way to get a reward is to go through the challenge in between you and the reward. I mean, that's the definition of a challenge in general. The definition of a challenge in general is the thing that stands in between you and your reward, right? I mean, when I play Monopoly, the only thing in between me and victory is those three other punks on the other side of that board. If I could get rid of them, victory is mine. That stack of green and that pile of pink and all those little ones in the white piece of paper, those are mine. Park Place, you just one punk kid away from being in my hand. They're the challenge. And that dark blue piece of paper is my reward. Let's be real. You know, with this Bible passage, the promise was the land that they were going to live in. God said, you're going to be so blessed. You're going to have houses. You don't have to build those houses. You're going to have fields. You don't have to plant those fields. It'll just be there waiting for you. That's the reward. But the challenge was the people that lived there. He's like, hey, those people, they're in your house eating your food, living on your land. Go get them. Get them out of the way, and that can be yours. Look, the only thing standing between the promise that God's given you is your challenge. What is your challenge? I mean, look. Maybe things have been really difficult at your house, at your home. The reward that God's given you is a house of peace. The challenge is the fact that you're angry at your mom. You've got to overcome that challenge with forgiveness. Look. Maybe you know that God's called you to be something phenomenal, to get to college, but the challenge is your grades. Look, don't get angry at it. Don't turn your back on it. Don't run away from it. The only way to get your reward is through your challenge. So you have to be willing to face the challenge. Look, people find things that are hard and difficult, and they say, no, I want something easier. Stop it. Stop it. Because by turning around and doing the easy thing, turning around and going the easy way out, you miss your reward. Don't turn away from your challenges. Embrace them, find them, stare them in the eye, and run them down. It's the only way to get the reward that God's put before you. The only way to the promised land was through the battles ahead of them. Right? Right? So every time things are difficult in your life, stop saying, God, why? I'm such a good person. God, why is this happening to me? You ever ask those questions? God, all the bad things happen to me. I'm such a good person. Why do bad things happen to good people? Shut up! Number one is you're not that good. Number two, that thing happening to you is what God's trying to get you through to get to the better thing on the other side. The only way to get you good things in life is through the battle that God's put before you. So when you say, God, why are these bad things happening to me? Oh, yeah, because there's something really good on the other end. I just got to barrel through this, and I got to be stronger than this, and I have to be able to stand through this storm so I can see the field of blessing that God has on the other side. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. That's the way it's going to be. Because, look, life is one battle after the other. I don't know about you, but when it comes down to it, life is just one fight after the other. So if you're waiting for things to calm down, stop. Because you're never going to find it. Right? It's like as soon as you get over one challenge, it's like, I just got done with this. And now this happens? Yeah. And when you're done with this, something else is going to happen. As soon as you get over whatever's hurt your feelings, get ready for something else to hurt your feelings. Because that's just the way it goes. That is life, my friend. Life is one sequence of battles after the other. And as soon as you realize that sequence of battles is really, you could look at it one or two ways. It's one fight after the other, or it's one challenge with a reward after another challenge after a reward. That's the way you've got to look at these things, because that's what it is. You know, God said, I have a promised land. You just have to go from city to city and take and possess it. And do you know what happened? As soon as they got all of these cities, somebody else wanted to take them back. It's like, we just got this land. And now somebody else wants to knock on my door, try to take it back from me. It's one battle after the next. That's what life is. Because God has called you to live the life of a warrior. But the life of a warrior that wins is filled with the spoils of war. A challenge is simply an obstacle between you and your reward. So if you begin to see the challenges of life as that, then you know that I can withstand this and I can do this simply because at the end of this challenge, God has a reward for me. At the end of me getting through the fights and arguments at my home, by me being godly in it and through it, then there's a reward at the end of this. By me standing faithful and resisting temptation, fighting this challenge, then at the end of this is a blessing, is a reward. Then all of a sudden life begins to change. God has called us to these things. I mean, that's what faith is. Faith is believing for something you don't yet see. That's the challenge of faith, is trusting God until you can see it. You know, I love how in Joshua, he said, look, guys, be strong, be of good courage. He says, guys, look, if you keep me in front and center of your life, I'm going to fight your battles, and I'm going to go before you. So in all these things, when you're presented with a challenge, when you want to quit, when you want to give up, when you think, gosh, I can't, this battle, the promise is just too far away, all you have to do is keep God center and front in your life. And then when you do that, all of a sudden you'll see that God goes before you, he fights your battles, and God positions you to go from the spiritual blessing to the physical blessing. That's it. That's it. God says, look, you have one option. Be strong and give good courage. The other option? Well, there is none. I mean, God says, look, I'm not even going to suggest to you be strong of good courage. I'm going to say this is what you need to do. Be strong of good courage. That's a command. It's not a suggestion. That's not a good idea. No. That God said you have to be strong and of good courage. So in your life, when you're faced with a challenge, when it looks impossible, remember, God's with me. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. Go before me to do these things. So tonight when you go home and you just want to give up, know that this is a challenge. You know, God's not doing things because you're bad to get back at you. God, look, God's not mad at you. It's not bad things happening. No, this is just simply the path God's called you to go through to get to the place that he wants you to be. And that's simply the way it is. Hey, today, I know the word was short today, but if you guys got something from the Lord, just give him a praise.